Okay, 727 area code. Boy, we've got a lot of 727 area codes. You are unmuted. Hold on. There you go. Are you there?
I am.
Hey, what's your first name?
My name is Yvonne, and I'm 727. And I had my husband and I had our bankruptcy discharge September 18th. We were out of town, and we are now back, and we are just kind of getting started. I think last month I tried to get three credit cards, tried to get started on it. And incidentally, he and I both went through the whole program, all seven sessions. So I did a lot of notes, and I kind of sat back and tried to regurgitate all of that we went over. My husband had the bankruptcy include a student loan that he got like in the 70s. And basically, we didn't notice it on the credit bureau. So the one question I wanted to know is, how was it affected? Because it didn't get, of course, discharged in the credit bureau. And then as I reviewed the paperwork that was submitted, it didn't have enough information, I don't think, for the court to even say yay or nay. They put it in there, but they didn't put the details like who it was from, even though I did give the attorney the information. I'm going to let that go. I want to know, is there any way that a student loan can be discharged? And if so, what would be the circumstances and the steps to do that? Because that, and our other thing is, how does it affect our credit, since we didn't see it on the credit bureau that was sent to us from the attorney's office before we filed the bankruptcy? We got that last in June, and I was kind of looking at it while you all were talking. But go ahead.
Okay. So
and
really quickly, Yvonne.
Go ahead.
What was that?
Thank you, Ty. That's it. Just thank you. Go ahead for listening.
All good. Hey, this is my pleasure. Are you kidding me? I love these days when I can talk to people. So here's student loans cannot be discharged, right?
Okay.
That's the reality. Now that may change in the future, right?
Right.
And this is very, 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 very important. If that ever changes in the future and they can, believe me, we will communicate that to everybody, right?
Okay.
So yes, that is a key distinction. They can't be discharged. However, it doesn't mean you can't rebuild your credit with student loans. And you're going to rebuild the same exact way. The biggest thing about student loans is that student loans show up many times as multiple line items on a credit report. So if you miss one payment, I've seen it where it shows 10 late payments.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be very, very, very careful on that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just be careful on that. And other than that, I mean, it just handle it the same exact way, Yvonne. And you've heard it on the call. All these success stories, that's going to be you.
Okay, yeah. See what I can find out and share with the group in case I can get some more information to, of course, get it resolved. It is deep because we did get a letter after the discharge from them. And it's funny how my husband only borrowed $5,000, but he owes $3,000, and for 12 years they've been taking our income tax return. So I guess the next thing would be to just follow up with them because they're getting ready to pass it on to another. But it wasn't even on either of the credit bureaus. That's the deep part.
Yeah.
However, I'm sure it'll appear now. Also, today I ordered my three credit bureaus from I did apply for two cards. One of them was rejected. It was Bank of America. So I requested, I think it was Experian who rejected it. They went through it. So I requested them to send me a copy of that credit report. Then I called the free credit score, annual credit report, and got all three reports ordered today. So I can see what's being reported. Now when my husband comes home, I'm going to have him do his three.
Let me tell you, you're slaying it. You're slaying it.
I'm trying.
You're doing great. Hey, keep up the good work. Keep me posted on what happens, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we're
okay.
A phone call away, Yvonne.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Thank you,
so,
Yvonne.
I thank you.
No problem. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
So, do I call back later for because I did have one other question.
Oh no, you can ask it now. No, let's ask it now.
Okay. The other, and I got it with the student loan, and thank you. I know where to go with that. When I get the 3 scores, because I did get the 1 rejection from Bank of America. When I get the credit report, should I just wait, see what's there, go on and try and clean up stuff before we even apply for anything more, since we've only been discharged 6 weeks, and I figure by the end of this month, I can know what's going on because I should have all of them by mid-month, they say, in 15 days. So what I'm saying is, should I continue trying to apply, or do I need to see what's in there and try and clean up what is messed up, because I'm sure there are some things, because I did notice one thing in the discharge that didn't get removed. And I think I'm going to contact them personally with a copy of the bankruptcy. I can actually drive over there and show it to them for that matter.
Okay.
It's local.
Yeah, I mean, so
what do you think,
Yvonne, is really, well, yeah, so you get your credit reports first, you follow the lesson on errors, make sure you get all
right.
The errors are off.
Yes.
And that's the process. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to wait, although I'm going to follow up with the income verification. Capital One said they want to know my income verification. So
okay.
I called Social Security because that's all I had. Oh, second thing, I don't use my husband's income when I'm applying for my individual cards. Is that correct? Can he not use mine? Is that correct?
Well, no. Keep in mind what the credit cards do. They say... It says,
alimony.
It says, it says household income. Household.
Okay.
So definitely use it. Definitely use it.
So use my husband's income, even though I'm applying for the card by myself and he does the same.
Yeah, it says household income. Household income.
Because income debt ratio could make all the difference in the world. But keep the card separate. I won't put him on mine. He I got it. That's it. Then listen.
Hey, let me tell you, Yvonne, you got this.
I believe that, and you've answered the 2 major questions. I will wait till I get them, and like I said, I'll work with the one that I know is on there. It may not be all, but I can do that. It was the medical bill that got us in debt. We end up paying from $20,000 to $600,000, and we had to write that off in the end, and that is why we went in bankruptcy. My husband had to have 2 surgeries that did not work out, and he's not been back to work full time. But we're going to be okay, and I thank you for your time and for your program. I'll be back in touch, so to let you know how we're doing.
I can't wait. I can't wait, dear. Thank you, Yvonne.
Thank you again, Phil.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And there you have it, a new credit person. So I show no other calls, if you have a question, 5-star. But I just want to end it in this. I mean, if there's one word that I think, you know, matriculate out in the call, one feeling, it's hope, right? I mean, you guys got this. This is not complicated. You got this. And we're going to be with you every step of the way. So for all those people who just called in and listened in, you know, thanks for being here. Thanks for participating. If you have any questions, we're going to do another one of these calls. Same exact phone number just this afternoon. You can see the emails. You're going to get reminder emails. And invite your friends to the calls. Forward your friends. If forward your friends the emails and say, hey, join this call. Like, let's just, as I said on the call many times, it's people feel isolated because they're confused. And when you're isolated and confused, guess what? You do nothing. And that's the worst thing you can do. But let me tell you who loves it. The banks love it when you're paying 20% interest. So let's stop that. Put the money where it matters in your kids' 529 plans, in your retirement accounts, so we can all live better lives. Okay, I will talk to you all in a number of hours. Thank you for your time and have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.